All right, for today's episode of the QBV Room, episode 5, we are joined today by Chris Gronkowski. We're going to talk about some nutrition and how football players, what they should be doing for nutrition in season and out of season. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
For sure, man. Thanks for having me. And I'm a little jealous. Anthony over there wearing no sleeves, man. Is freezing here in Texas somehow. So I'm all sleeved up. So,
I mean, it's freezing here, but sometimes you just gotta send it.
Okay.
And if you guys aren't already doing so, you guys should definitely follow Chris on pretty much every social media platform. He puts out a ton of good information on nutrition and different things like that. And make sure you give his company Ice Shaker a follow too. Another great follow, and you can always get your QB Velocity
Yeah.
Ice Shaker right there.
Cheers, baby. Yeah,
Awesome. So we can get right into it. So, the first question we have to kind of lead into some other nutritional questions. We just want to know kind of what your training schedule was like throughout high school and college, whether lifting on the field, how many days a week, things like that.
man. Hey, I gotta remember my college days now. I mean, it's pretty much every day. I think we were lifting in 4 days a week in college, and then you were usually running as well. I think probably about 3 days a week we'd actually run, pretty hard conditioning wise. It was what I remember at least, man. Those were some of the hardest training days. It actually gets easier in the NFL. They don't force you to do it, where college they could pretty much make you do anything. But yeah, that was training schedule. And then what was the second half of the question? Or was that the only question? I can't remember now. I got too excited that
Just kind of,
I don't have sleeves on, man. Or that I have sleeves on.
just kind of, what was your typical schedule? Were you, was it a 6 day a week thing where you take that 7th day kind of recovery, things like that?
For sure. So we're training. Yeah, we had the weekends off in college. And then, I'm almost positive we had like Wednesday off too as well. So we'd have a day during the week and the weekends off. Training wise, man, it was a lot of bench and chest stuff like that, and then a lot of just explosive movement. So a lot of squats and a lot of cleans. So a lot of bench, squats, and cleans was kind of the main three. And when I was at Maryland, it was more old school, like just loading up on weight, just trying to move a house. And then when I went to Arizona, I liked the training a lot better. I felt like it was more geared towards being a better athlete, being more functional. So we did a lot more like one-legged movements, which I think help a lot. We did a lot of jumps and explosive movements, and it was definitely different training. Instead of trying to lift as heavy as possible, it was more functional. So I thought we got I personally thought I got a lot more benefit out of that training.
All right. How's
Yeah.
that training like differ between like the off season like versus like during the season?
So during season, it's more about recovery and just staying healthy. So in season, you're not going to lift heavy. All you're trying to do is maintain at that point.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep what you gained in the off season. Then the off season comes, man, and that's your main focus. Like, you got to get strong, you got to get better, you got to get faster. So you're going hard, you're going to be sore, but man, in season, it's like get in there, hopefully maintain what you have, and then get out of there because you got to save it all for the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And why is the balance between lifting and field work so important to become the best football player possible?
Oh man, because I mean, football is all about being explosive, right? And by far, by any sport, it's the most important. But it's a combination. It's a combination of speed and strength, and you got to put them both together. So you can't just be strong and be a good football player. It doesn't happen. I mean, you see people all the time that just could lift a house or unbelievably strong in the weight room, and then it doesn't transfer over to the field. It's all about this explosiveness. So you have to take that speed aspect of it, add in the strength, and it just turns into explosiveness instead. And that's where the hits come from. That's where the big plays come from. And well, that's your goal. That's what you're trying to do. So in the weight room, it shouldn't be about, I can bench 450, which is cool, and we all try to do it, and that's what I did. But it really doesn't transfer over. The stuff that does is all the lower body lifts, all the explosive fast twitch stuff. The cleans are huge. You're throwing your hips through. That's what you're doing when you're hitting someone. You're driving through them, and you're forcing them out of the way. So those are the things that you should focus on. we all get lost in trying to bench 1 billion pounds instead for
Exactly.
some reason, which you should be working on your base and your lower body strength a lot more than your upper body.
Yeah, 100%. And just kind of play off of that, so why is nutrition so important for athletes and football players specifically?
Man, this was a tough one for me because I wasn't focused on nutrition when I was playing, especially in college. Like, you eat what you're given. That's what it comes down to, man. You're struggling to get through it. I was living off of whatever I got from my check, and you don't have a job, so you can't have a job, so you can't provide yourself with exactly what you need. And even when I was playing, nutrition wasn't that big of a deal. We didn't have a nutrition coach or anything like that. So, and you're so active, and for a guy like me at least, it was hard for me to keep weight. So I was able to eat whatever I wanted to. And I would actually eat bacon on purpose to keep weight, especially going into stuff like camp, because you're just burning so many calories and you're on the field for so long that you can't bring enough in. So you have to eat stuff that's really dense in calories just to keep weight. So I really learned more about nutrition after I was done with college. I was training for the combine, and that's when they would feed us every single meal and tell us what we had to eat. And that's when I started to realize, like, wow, you could change your body really quick and get a lot of inflammation out and just become a better athlete by feeding yourself and fueling yourself the right way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts about supplements now that we're onto the nutrition aspect?
Yeah, man, subs was also not a big part at all of what we were doing. I mean, in college, I didn't take any. I tried to take creatine once, and I ended up pulling my hamstring. It was one of the worst injuries I had, and I think it was from that. So I was naturally strong. If you're eating a lot, you get everything you need from it. So if I did take supplements, it was stuff like vitamins, glutamine, like stuff to help you recover.
All right.
Very, very simple stuff. But yeah, most of your nutrition, for the most part, should be coming from your meals.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of kids now get too wrapped up in supplements. Me and Ann were just talking about this, how it's called supplement for a reason, right? It's a supplement in your training. It's not the end all be all, right? It's you gotta, like you said, you gotta have get most of your nutrition from your meals and whatnot.
Absolutely, man. And you definitely don't, especially at that age, need anything like energy drinks or pre-workout, man. Like, I never touched any of that stuff until I was done playing. And I'm mad that I started, because once you start, man, it's hard to stop taking it. But yeah, I mean, you don't need it. You have a ton of, you're young, you're athletic, you're moving. You don't need that. And that stuff isn't giving you energy. It's just telling your brain that you're not tired. When you should be tired, you should be taking a nap. It's almost fighting against your natural processes. So when people ask me about subs, I hardly take any now. I'm more about just taking a vitamin and fish oils to help with joints and healthy fats. And then you can take stuff like glutamine. If you're going to take creatine, I don't think you need to load it up. As an athlete, I think you burn through it, and you do need more than a normal person, but you don't need to sit there and load. You're kind of just trying to replace what you're losing.
Yeah,
Yeah, well,
100%.
yeah. I definitely like. I feel like on like social media, like TikTok, for example, you see like a bunch of people like, obviously TikTok like finds what you like watch, and I feel like I see a bunch of stuff about like pre-workout and like taking like weight, like just putting way too much stuff in your body that you already like that you don't really need, and I feel like people think that's gonna take you to the next level, or it's really your training or like how much work you put in. It's not like, you put that in and then you become a freak. Like that's not the way it works.
Yeah, it is funny because everyone thinks that every athlete or every NFL player is on something, right? This guy's on PEDs. He's taking this. When I was playing, man, guys were scared to take pre-workout because you don't know what's in it. It's not tested, so there might be an ingredient in it that you fail a test for, and guys aren't even willing to do that. We didn't even. Man, I hardly drank protein shakes when I was playing. They feed you at least at the NFL level when they start feeding you every single meal. You don't really need to take anything else. So, man, it's all hard work. It's hard work putting the work in, day out, and actually carrying it and trying to get better. It's an absolute grind, but there's no magic pill. There's no steroids, man. Steroids don't even help. A football player is an athlete, like we were talking about before. He's not a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
all the guys that were like super shredded, they always ended up getting hurt. And I almost feel like you need some cushion, man. Like you're taking a ton of hits. You know, if you're shredded and you're like 3-4% body fat, there's nothing there to protect you. And you know, I've seen those guys come in and they never lasted because they would always get hurt. So at the end of the day, man, you could take as much juice and all that as you want. You still have to be a good athlete. And you know, you also get hurt taking that stuff. You know, your body, if you grow muscle that fast, you know, your tendons can't handle it. You're going to end up pulling something. You're going to end up hurting yourself. So I think if guys do take it, there's a very, very small percentage of guys that take any kind of performance enhancing drugs. And I never saw it. I was never asked if I wanted to take it. You know, it's definitely not like, you know, very prevalent in the NFL.
So what was your game day nutrition like pre-game and post-game, and you know, just kind of talk about why that's important.
Yeah, man. I would try to. It's funny because, like, you could completely get off schedule before games. You know, you go and you stay at a hotel. Even if it's a home game, you stay at a hotel, and a whole different routine. You get all this food thrown at you, and it was buffet. And man, you're an athlete, so and you're hungry, and you're like, I just want to eat everything here because it all looks amazing. So I felt like I would always way overeat, and then I'd have to just control myself. Be like, all right, I gotta calm down, man. There's too much food here. I gotta dial it in. But I was trying to eat a lot of carbs, especially the night before. So I was trying to stack up on carbs. Game day itself, I didn't like eating a lot, so I would try to eat, you know, a good portion of carbs and some protein as well. But I wouldn't eat that much just because I just didn't feel comfortable when I'd eat a ton of food. So, yeah, that was mostly it though. I was trying to make sure that my glycogen storages were up and I had some good carbs in my body going into the game.
Yeah, 100%. That's something else me and Ant were talking about. Like even at the college level, I've seen a ton where guys' nutrition during game days are terrible. They're just shoving their face with whatever they see. Like what you were saying, right? It's college. It's just whatever we're given. So, you know, that's where I think a lot of athletes' game day nutrition could be a lot better, but they just don't kind of understand that.
Yeah, man, and you're young and no one teaches you that either. And I think it's better now. I mean, I was in college, man, over 10 years ago. So a lot has changed since then. And I do see teams bringing in nutrition coaches now as well. And that's huge because I didn't have that. I didn't have any type of nutritional education at all until I was training for the combine.
Yeah, for sure.
So back to the diet, like how has your diet changed like over the years? So I follow you on TikTok. I seen that you were huge when you were playing fullback, and now you're like really slim. Got up. How does your diet change?
Dude, I was massive when I was playing, man. I was huge. But yes, it changed like crazy. So, you know, once I was done playing, I wanted to get back to a normal weight because obviously my normal weight wasn't, you know, 245, 250 at 6'2". So, you know, obviously I was super strong, and I had to do what I had to do to play this position. But, you know, I didn't want to live like that the rest of my life. So, my hardest thing was cutting back on food. And when you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want your whole life, and then you got to stop, you know, it's hard to do, man. It's super hard to do. So I had to learn kind of different tricks to myself as well, because I love eating and especially desserts and stuff like that too. So I had to switch it around. So if I wanted to eat something or a cheat meal or whatever it was, I had to use it as fuel for a workout, or find a way to fit it in. And that's how I did it instead. So, you know, my mom would make me cookies and send them down, and I'm like, you are killing me right now, but I can't throw these in the garbage. So let's switch it up. You know, I'll eat these. It's fast digesting carbs. You know, it's a lot of sugar. Man, I'm gonna eat this right before a workout, and I'm gonna go to the gym before I crash, and I'm gonna absolutely crush a pump. And that's what I'll do instead. And then, you know, the rest of the day, I actually didn't want sweets, and I wasn't craving dessert because I already got it in. So there is times that you can eat, you know, quote unquote unhealthy, if you do it at the right time. And that's what I started doing instead. So packing my carbs before and after lifts was big. And then I would slow it down after that. And I just eat a lot of protein, especially at night. Because man, I ate at night my whole life. You know, we ate a bowl of cereal before we went to bed every night. And that's what I was used to doing. So at nighttime, I just had to switch it up. You know, if I wanted to eat, it was cool. You know, slam a protein shake, or, you know, I just sit there and eat deli meat or chicken or whatever it was instead. And you can eat as much of that as you want, and you know, you seem to be all right as long as it's just pretty much straight protein.
Awesome. So what's you have any diet hacks for us, for any of our viewers? Like how do you
Yeah,
make
man.
taste better?
Tastes better. Man, so I usually try to find a couple meals that I really like that are super healthy but actually taste good, and I could eat them almost every day. So like, man, like protein pancakes, like, dude, I could eat those every day. They're a great meal. It's a great macro mix. So like, I'll take that and man, I'll eat it almost every day. I'll even make it and then I'll put it in like a baggie, put it in the refrigerator, and I'll eat it like as a muffin almost. It's like a snack later on too. So I find meals like that. There are healthy restaurants like Chipotle. You take off of, all the cheese off it and the sour cream off of it, and you just get the pico de gallo and rice, chicken, and everything else. You're good, and it's a healthy meal, and you could do that and it still tastes great. So you just have to pull back on some of the stuff, and you need to learn a little bit about nutrition, man. Like, I love peanut butter. Everyone loves peanut butter, but like a little tablespoon of peanut butter, it is an insane amount of calories. And I could eat this whole plate of food and be, somewhat full, or I could eat one little tablespoon of peanut butter, and then I'm probably gonna eat a second one too, and it's gonna be double the amount of calories. So some of my hacks that really helped me get by was, drinking water, especially carbonated water at night. And when I was hungry, I'm like, all right, well, I am starving, but I can't eat because I need to slow down. I ate way too much food today. I would drink carbonated water and it would just fill me, and then I was good to go. Some other hacks, like I would brush my teeth at night when I'm like, all right, if I brush my teeth now, I know I'm not gonna want to do it in like an hour. So I'm not gonna eat again. So at like 8 o'clock, I'll just get up, be like, all right, I'm done for the day. I ate way too much already. And after you brush your teeth, man, everything else tastes awful too. It tastes terrible right after you do that. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna brush my teeth at 8, I'm done. And so that's kind of a mental signal for me as well. But my last hack, and what I think the best thing to do, is start scheduling your meals. Plan out like that day before you even start eating. Like, hey, I'm gonna eat at 8 a.m. My breakfast is gonna be this, and it's gonna be this many calories or in so much protein, whatever it is. And then be like, all right, and my next meal is until 12. And what that does is it just mentally turns you off to eating until that next period of time. Because for me, man, I think about eating all day, especially when I'm stuck at home. So if I schedule it out, I'm like, nah, I can't eat till noon. I'm not gonna eat till noon. It's especially at night. I would actually start planning it out. So like, hey, I'm gonna eat dinner at 5:30. I'm gonna eat another, second meal around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then I'm done. And then that way, I stopped thinking about food. I stopped just snacking all the time too, and I stayed on course. And that's been big for me. So planning it out has been probably the best thing I could do, is like actually writing down what I'm gonna eat and when I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah, cheers. That's great advice. I like that.
We'll have to try out your protein pancake recipe.
They're delicious, man. So there's a couple of things that I eat a lot, and like once I find something that's actually healthy but actually tastes good at the same time, I just go all in on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, awesome, Chris. That's all we had to ask you today. There was a lot of great information that, our athletes will be able to listen to and learn from. So we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks for having me. Next time, no sleeves, baby.
Ever.
For sure.